Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Māori television executives told MPs that they're gearing up to take over from TVNZ as the country's public television network. Their chief executive, Jim Mather, told the Māori Affairs Committee that changes at TVNZ could lead to an enhancement of the role played by Māori television.
TVNZ have recently pronounced that their organisation is going to adopt a completely commercial focus. In the words of their head of digital, Eric Curley, they are here to make money, pay TV is the future, and from that, Māori television expects that we may have a more enhanced role as the Māori broadcaster, or looking at it differently, the remaining public broadcaster.
Mr. Mather was speaking at the Māori Affairs Committee's inquiry into the performance of Māori TV.
I could also make this statement, Mr. Chairman, that I would feel very confident claiming that Māori television will probably be the first New Zealand broadcaster to actually break even on coverage of a Rugby World Cup tournament. They are major loss leaders for every broadcaster, and they're done for other reasons than immediate commercial revenue, but we do have a significant commercial component to our coverage.
Mr. Mather explained why he was so confident his company would not be financially burdened by its Rugby World Cup broadcast.
One of the reasons that we were so invigorated to be part of the coverage of the Rugby World Cup tournament at the outset was that we saw there was minimised risk around the production side. And that's basically because Sky Television, as the host broadcaster, will be producing all of the pictures and disseminating those to ourselves, plus all of the other international broadcasters as well. So there was a huge production risk element that immediately was taken out of the equation by the role that Sky had undertaken. My point really is that the production risk has been significantly minimised.
Māori TV would also have a wider role as Rugby World Cup's Indigenous broadcaster.
I'd expect we'd have an advisory role as to the Indigenous broadcaster and this event having a strong Indigenous component. Some of you may be aware that Māori Television is part of a worldwide network of Indigenous broadcasters, so we're doing a lot of work with our Indigenous partners across the world to get their perspective on the tournament as well. So we may find that in a game such as Ireland versus another country, or Wales versus another country, that we will have our sports commentators from our Indigenous partners as part of our commentary team for those games as well. So there's a Māori Indigenous component, but also a worldwide Indigenous component as well.
Mr. Mather explained how his company's World Cup broadcasts plan to promote Māori culture.
We have entered into a contractual arrangement with Te Puni Kōkiri to promote five particular sectors of Māoridom: business entrepreneurship, Māori broadcasting, Māori culture, Māori language and Māori tourism. So along with Te Puni Kōkiri, we're seeing this as a major initiative to promote many positive aspects of Māoridom.
And Mr. Mather gave a specific example of how Māori TV's World Cup broadcast would be unique.
At every game when the All Blacks perform the haka, we are going to remain with the broadcast and get the impact and after effects of that through to the start of the game. We understand all the other broadcasters will be going to commercial breaks at that point in time. We expect there's going to be a strong Indigenous component with the opening ceremony, and Māori television, you know, will be able to better convey the sense of what that is.
Addressing the company's financial health was its general finance manager, Alan Witherington, who explained how Māori TV was coping with a government funding freeze.
Each year gets progressively harder. For now, we think we can manage, and we have to do more with the same amount of money. But the further out you project, the harder and harder it looks. We can do a lot more within our production programming area. We're a very efficient producer of programming, so trying to do more with what we have.
Mr. Witherington said the company had to weigh up its public broadcasting role against taking commercial revenue.
Chasing the commercial revenue has, you know, it's a bit of a double-edged sword as well, and we just really want to think that through. We don't want to get into that same sort of slightly schizophrenic sort of situation TVNZ find themselves on. Are they commercial? Are they public? So we're just wrestling all those things.
But the country's switch from analogue to digital TV would provide some financial benefits.
We will come out ahead with digital switchover.
Okay.
We'll turn off all our analogue signal, which Thoreau's not on analogue at the moment.
Yes.
That'll save us about $1.5 million.
Right.
On the other side, we'll have to put the Thoreau channel, we think we'll probably have to, onto the digital terrestrial platform.
Cool.
And that will actually cost us money. So we'll come out ahead overall.
Māori TV's General Finance Manager, Alan Witherington, speaking to the Māori Affairs Committee's inquiry into the performance of Māori TV. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.